General Farm.
That was in Brunswick?
No.
Oh,
yeah.
Here, on the hill. Mm-hmm.
We lived where the airport is now.
Oh, yeah.
We've been running around on the island. They ran us with the airport. We went to Frederica, and the park ran us from up there.
Oh, my.
So we've just been going around and around.
Well, that's the way it is, and there's more land being bought up now. As yet. We just read last night this thing with the king and prince. Isn't that something? Gee, it seems as if they're really taking over the island.
I know it. I thought when we got rid of that Mitchell bunch, we...
Yeah. But you just got another bunch, it looks like.
I started going in another direction.
Do you remember your grandparents at all? Or anything about...
Only my mother's mother.
Mother's
I remember
mother.
Her.
Okay.
She was Frances Ann. And her maiden name was... That's where my name came from.
Okay. And you don't remember anything much about her, church she went to?
Yeah, she was Episcopalian, too.
Okay. All right, so we were talking about your grandmother.
Yeah, grandmother.
And she was also Episcopalian, is what you were just saying. Well, of course, Christ Church goes way back, so that's
what
the church
she lived
she
in Brunswick.
Was in. Oh.
She was in Brunswick. She didn't live over here.
And then you were telling me that your family has lived here for about 200 years, so...
Yeah, approximately, right.
200 years, yeah. And your husband's name is Alan...
Alan A.
Is that A-L-A-N?
No, E-N.
Alan A. And he is how old?
73.
Is he also Episcopalian?
Excuse me.
And his occupation, he's retired now,
actually. Yeah, he was a manager of the Athos down at where the little antique shop is now, Athos. Mm-hmm. And then he also drove a school bus in between times, because we had three children, and so we had to do all kind of things.
Oh, sure. Did he also go to Glen Academy?
No,
he
went to school at Frederica when it was up there. Then Ms. Dodge, she was from the Dodge home, you know. He was
awesome.
And then she sent him to St. Andrews near Suwanee, Tennessee. I guess it's called that. And then he went to Suwanee after that.
Oh, I see. So he got away from the local environment.
Mm-hmm. They came back.
Yes, I guess he did. And he was born also here, was he, your husband?
We're not sure.
Uh-huh.
We think he was born in Atlanta.
Oh, uh-huh.
Because
and
that
must have
as
come
near
here.
As we can tell, that's where his mother died,
uh-huh.
when he was 6 months old.
I see. But he would have come here shortly thereafter.
Oh, yeah. He was about 6 months old when he dodged her.
I'm just going to ask you some general questions, and they can usually be answered by one word. And whatever word comes to mind is just the right word. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this
evening.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
sunrise.
That'll save your voice a little bit. I'll have to do all the talking.
Good.
What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? You need to get the cows in before
sunset.
If there's been a storm and then the rain stops, the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is
fair. Yeah, that's
good.